B-Pod Studios.
I feel like right now the world is just... It's just really confusing and scary. I love your show. Appreciate that you, of course, make me laugh, give me a moment of escape, make driving out and about feel good. And I'm getting educated, too. And
oh, you are?
Is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Good morning! You beautiful person, you. About to be clear, no one in the studio I'm talking to. I'm talking to the person in the car.
Yeah. Well, that's rude.
You guys are a solid seven.
Hold on.
Yep.
How about now?
Hang on, man. He's putting on a mask. Oh, dude, you're smoking hot. I want to take you out on a date.
It's just me, Roy.
Oh, it's back to the seven.
Oh, man, what a weekend. What a weekend. What a week, too. Weather-wise, everything looks fantastic. We have a giveaway today?
Oh, we do? Oh, yeah, we do.
That's exciting.
God, I had an appearance on Saturday. We have a giveaway today. What? Life is coming back to normal.
Yeah, as the cases get higher.
And which makes it clear that we're all just sick of it.
Yeah. We just don't care.
No, we're like... COVID was so 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still 2020.
I was going to say, it's still 2020.
Got to be careful. Got to be safe.
Yeah.
Got to do all that. We need a Monday morning song, though, before
we do anything.
Something
to put us in a good mood.
Yeah, I didn't even look this morning. Anybody got any ideas?
Oh. I don't know.
Don't all shout out at once.
Okay, what about like, I don't know, like a G6? Remember that guy?
Yeah, we could do that. We can do...
Are you trying to spell Linkin Park?
Yeah, we can do some Linkin Park.
Because you're having a horrible time spelling. We don't even have Linkin Park in our system.
We don't?
You should have saw him.
They must have misspelled it.
Or you're misspelling it.
L-I-N.
I think you just spelled Lee Colon is what I think I just saw you spell.
Here's one we haven't played in a while.
They spell Linkin Park like that?
Thank you. Not like Abe.
Linkin Park.
All right, here we go. Your Monday morning song.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
This song is awesome for me because it's in the movie trailer for the movie Miami Vice. With Colin Farrell and Jamie Foxx.
And you love Miami Vice.
Oh, I was so excited for the movie. And,
okay.
And so I watched the trailer when it came out like 100 times just to get all fired up. And when I hear that, I actually do the trailer lines in my head.
You know, because during that song, I was sitting there thinking, I was like, you know, that's not my cup of tea. And I actually thoroughly didn't enjoy that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I could see that somebody would really get into the mood with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I could see someone really getting into it. It's just not my thing.
Well, we need you to be in the mood for the show this morning. So what do you want to hear?
Don't worry. I'm pumped. I know. You know what I want to hear? Hang on.
Yeah, type it in. You have control over there.
Dude, put my hockey putt up.
Oh, okay.
I'll just whip out a boob.
Now I'm in the mood for a show.
that will get you jazzed.
Now I'm ready to go.
All right, Lorette's ready
to do that. It's going to be a party in here.
That's right. I'll just whip out a boob.
Who knew the gay man would be into that? Okay.
I whip mine out.
Let's start a show. Officially started. Places, everyone. Okay. Action. Lorraine, what about your weekend in 30? What'd you do?
I had a ton of family in town, and it was... Cash's birthday was last Monday, so we celebrated this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we hosted a little Virginia Tech watch party on Saturday night, and then, of course, Sunday was Cash's actual birthday
party.
You
look fried.
I'm so fried. As fried as I was Friday, when we were done doing the show, and I was like, I'm done, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
I am probably tenfold. Like, I'm just so tired.
Well, thanks for coming in and getting through on fumes this morning.
I'm not going to lie. There was a moment last night where I was like, should I just fake a stomach ache? Because I'm that tired.
You can't fake sick anymore.
I know.
You have to go get a COVID test to come back. Believe me. I've been there 50 times. I'm like, I do not want to go in and wake up early tomorrow.
Yeah.
So are you tired because you didn't go to bed until later? Or is it because just your family was just so
It's
wary?
A plethora of things.
understand that.
Well, yeah. How was the party?
It was good from what I can remember. My four-year-old isn't sleeping through the night, and my newborn is, so there's that.
Oh, that's a nice flip.
So when you get up three times a night with your four-year-old, and you're like, how the hell is this happening?
Yeah. Well,
I don't remember much of what I did this weekend. I was just a walking haze.
I said to my wife, Amanda, before we went to bed last night, I go, babe. She's like, what? I go, I hope everything's okay with Loren. She goes, why? I go, I didn't see any pictures of the event this weekend.
I mean, it was
like not Insta, not
it's
Facebook.
It's so hard to like manage people and breastfeed and baby goes down for a nap, but people want activities at the party. I'm like, there's pumpkins, carve a pumpkin. I don't know what to tell. Like, I just don't have time to do everything.
Did you hear that?
Those.
Someone, there's some people who didn't have a
somebody
good time.
Was no. We'll find out at 8:30 during commercial. Yeah. Lorraine will just blurt it out, be like,
someone said they were bored at the party.
No, they didn't. I just felt too spread thin.
Yeah.
Your brother's a real pain in the butt, isn't he?
No.
Just give us a name, and we'll take care of it. We'll take care
write it down on paper so that the audience doesn't hear.
Honestly, I'm just tired.
I'll ride on what Loren said for my weekend in 30. Like, Saturday, I had an appearance at Eastwood Homes, Laurel Walk in Belmont, which was fantastic. Great time. Social distance, masked up. Everybody was great. Gave away a lot of stuff. But Friday night, I got to see Elena. She came over to the house to get a table for me. From me for Loren's party, and I was across the street at the neighbor's house, and Ruby had run across the street before Elena came down, and she was like sitting by the chair. Then Elena came down the street and she didn't see me, so she's probably like, oh great, Ruby's just in the middle of the street by herself,
right?
But then I came out of the corner. I was like, hey, I had an eye on her the whole time. Don't think I'm being a bad dad. I didn't have an eye.
Yeah, I'm just saying, your baby running
in the backyard.
That's not good. Cash, by the way, was so upset he couldn't play with Dean.
I know.
Screamed bloody murder the whole way home.
Poor Bud. I know. We had to pull him away because they're playing Legos.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You know, my day in 30 seconds is I had a one of my best friends in town and his wife, and I got so self-conscious because. The way you could sit right at my island, and I was fixing cheesesteaks with everyone. And I don't want to sound like this is bashing, but his wife was she was like in mommy mode. Like she would see things and she would say, "Hey, you need a da 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 da," you know. And then so then I got very self conscious when I was like using my knife skills. I'm like, oh, well, she's probably, as mommy mode, not going to enjoy the way I'm cutting here. And I became very self-conscious in everything I was doing, okay? Because, you know, like, we would leave something that's kind of halfway on the table, halfway off, and we wouldn't think anything of it. She, on the other hand, has four kids, and she's like, okay, you guys need to move this over.
Were there kids with them?
No.
Oh.
No,
she just couldn't turn it off.
She just couldn't turn off mommy mode. And so then I was then so nervous about cutting. I was like, oh, no. I feel like I'm going to. So I was cutting each pepper so slowly. Typically, I'm like.
So, how are the cheesesteaks?
Cheesesteaks were good. We had a little minor issue with the hibachi grill.
Okay, not bad. That tends to happen.
We threw the onions on, and there was no sizzle. So, which is good. I had to fix that. And then we ended up getting drunk, and we took an Uber to the 24-hour vending Krispy Kreme vending machine to grab a donut.
Whoa. Cool. You've been waiting to do that.
Yeah, nothing like getting a random midnight donut.
All right, we have a lot planned for you this morning. Oh, geez, I was going to bring up something at 6:35-ish about Loren, and is she an issue in our relationships, Roy? Maybe we won't do that based on her.
Am I an issue?
Yeah.
In our relationship? Like my personal relationship with
Sterling? Your relationship with Sterling, my relationship with Amanda. Loren could be an issue.
Well, now I'm interested because I don't think she is.
Okay, well, we'll talk about it then at 6:35.
Okay.
Plus, we're going to talk to Olivia this morning who went back to her office for the first time, and she says she's got a major problem with a coworker who wasn't there in March the last time she was there. There's a new coworker, and she's like, I don't even know if I can come back anymore. So we'll find out what's going on in her world. Lots to do today. Don't go anywhere. Stay with us, you guys.
With Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
So, what do we do? Oh, I have a question for you, Roy.
Okay, I have an answer for you.
And Loren, I bet you're on this train. I don't think I ever did it, but did you see Coca-Cola is ditching Tab?
I literally just blogged this.
Did you ever drink Tab?
No. I mean, maybe once or twice, but I wasn't, like, into it. I'm not really into sodas, period.
Roy, Tab?
As someone who is, I would say, you know there's sommeliers of, like, wine?
Yes.
I'm the sommelier of diet sodas.
So are you upset that they're getting rid of their diets?
No, listen. It's trash.
But back in Tab was no good.
But 60 years ago, when the diet market wasn't much of a thing, it was great. But now I can't get behind it. It does have a cult following, though.
Yeah, they got the pink cans. And I remember the cans and even the commercials. But I'm not sure I've ever taken a sip of Tab, which, by the way, hit the market back in 1963. And it built up its fan base in the 70s and 80s. And now it's gone.
I remember as a kid, we would have it in the fridge sometimes. But no, I'm not a big fan of the Tab. I will gladly wave that one away.
So, Carrie Kopp, the group director for Diet Coke at Coca-Cola North America, she sounds rich.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie Kopp. You know, Carrie Kopp drives a Land Cruiser.
Range Rover?
Yeah, Range Rover, something like that.
Yeah.
Probably doesn't even drive. She has somebody drive it for her.
You know, when I went to the headquarters down in Hotlanta, they have a room that's massive, and they're fountain machines, and they have every soda flavor worldwide, like all the Zimbabwe flavors, all the Asian flavors.
But under the Coke umbrella.
Under the Coke umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I went around there and I surprisingly enjoyed Tab there in a fountain machine.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never seen Tab in a fountain machine anywhere else. Like, it's always been in a can.
Carrie Kopp says, if not for Tab, we would have no Diet Coke and no Coke Zero.
Well, now.
Which I love, Coke Zero.
I love Diet Coke.
Right.
They're going to be retiring Tab as of midnight on December 31st.
They should be retiring, I believe, if I heard correctly. There are other stuff that never took off. Remember Coca-Cola Life, the green Coca-Cola?
Mm-hmm. It's going.
Yeah.
They're also phasing that out. Coca-Cola Life, Diet Coke, Feisty Cherry.
What's Feisty Cherry?
Never heard of that one.
Odwalla and Zico Coconut Water.
Oh, the coconut water?
I like Zico.
It's gone.
Well, yeah, they used to give a ton of it to the radio station for us to give away.
Roy, what is Coca-Cola Life?
It's this green labeled Coca-Cola that they try to make you think was healthy, when in fact it was just a downed version.
It's just green label.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm looking. I don't know if I've ever seen this.
I'm smarter than that, Coke.
This. Yeah, maybe you're right.
You've probably seen the.
I'm so dumb. I probably saw the green. And I was like, oh, it's the holiday flavors that nobody bought.
No, they try to make a thing seem like it was a healthy Coke.
Who did the Invisible Cola, where it was
Mountain Dew?
No, it was like, was it Pepsi? You know what I'm talking about? It was like the big thing was that it was like, it tasted like cola, but it was invisible.
Don't know, but Roy had a root beer in here the other day that was clear, and the whole room went crazy.
Because you guys thought I was lying.
We did. We thought you were trying to tell us, make us think you were drinking water.
Yeah. Oh, Crystal Pepsi. That's what it was.
Crystal Pepsi. I remember that.
Yeah, see?
I get weirded out with stuff like that. Like, I got the Halloween Oreos with the orange middle.
Oh.
I swear they taste like trash. But it's just Oreos.
It's just a color that's different, but you feel like the taste is different.
Yeah. This is a bad time to say I brought you guys Halloween Oreos today.
Yeah!
We'll eat those things. Don't let Roy slow you down.
I will never turn away an Oreo, even if I do think the flavor's off.
704 sent a text message that said, to this day, I still remember my computer teacher drinking Tab all the time in the mid-90s. Yeah, people that drink Tab were like kind of, I don't know, it was like uppity or something.
Really?
Yeah, I kind of felt that way.
Maybe that's what the commercials made you think.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right, quick break. We're going to come back on the other side. We're going to talk about why Loren might be a threat to my relationship and Roy's relationship.
I can't wait to hear this.
At least according to a new article. Don't go anywhere.
This is Manny, Roy, and Loren. It's 95.1.
Manny, you're worried that Loren is an issue in our relationships?
Me with my wife, Amanda. You with your partner, Sterling. It's possible, Loren.
And why would you say that?
Well, because work spouses in itself is problematic. You know, the thing about it is, and I think one of us blogged about it on kiss951.com, so if you want to, you can read all of the stats on this new study out there.
Because Roy sure as hell is not going to do it.
No, I'm barely going to read this. Are you kidding me? If the article doesn't have bold headlines and easy to read, it ain't for me.
I'll just watch the movie.
Just watch the movie. So the thing about it is that why it could be bad for your real relationship, because maybe your work situation is happier. If work is just better with a bestie, yet at your home life is not so good, then you look forward to more spending time with your work spouse than your own spouse.
Ta-da. And we do refer to you as, I refer to you as work wife.
I know. And you know what's really funny? As I would say, like, work life and home life sometimes goes equally as good or bad. Because I know specific weekends where I'm like, work weeks, I'm like, God, I can't wait to get to the weekend. And then by the time the weekend's over, I'm like, God, I can't wait to go back to work.
I got to go see my work husbands.
Yeah.
They understand me.
The study ended up saying that 69% of spouses truly have issues with the work spouse.
That's funny. I wonder.
31% says they're indifferent.
Yeah. I know. Listen, we do War of the Roses where, if you didn't know, like, we bust cheaters weekly every Tuesday and Thursday at 7:50. And I know in the hundreds that we've recorded in the past, there's definitely been jealousy with the coworker, a.k.a. the work wife, mm-hmm. and the real girlfriend or the real wife, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But we're intimate in here for 4.5 hours a day.
Yeah.
The three of us sit in here on the air and off the air. A lot of times we feel like we spend more time daily with each other than we do with our spouses.
I was just going to say, I definitely, like, talk to you guys more. Like, you guys know more what's going on in my life and my head than my husband does sometimes.
Oh, same. 100%.
And the article.
Same. 100%. Like, I only see my fiance for maybe an hour and a half a day.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Because we go to bed early, and by the time they get done working at dinner.
Yeah, not at all in the morning. Like, we don't ever see our spouses in the morning, never do the breakfast. That's why, like, there's movies and TV shows where they're all up in the morning and they're getting their kids off to school, and the husband grabs his coffee, grabs a jacket, kisses the wife and the kids, and he's like, y'all have a good day at school. I'm like, I kind of miss that.
I know. You know, my family didn't really have that either, because my dad would go to work before all of us kids woke up. He was at work like at 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. But I would also watch those. I even watch those shows now. And I love how they're like cooking breakfast on a Wednesday. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm pulling my pots and pans out, it's Sunday and I'm doing it once.
Right.
But it's just like a random Tuesday. And they're like, yeah, let's have pancakes and sausage. Yeah. And I'm like, screw you.
And my wife has made it clear that it is not like the TV and the movies in the morning on like a Tuesday, especially now. Like, Dean doesn't go to school today, but he'll go Wednesday this week, and it's still dark when she drops him off, and she's like, the carpool line, like, they're like, get quick, go. And there's and it's just constantly a rush all morning.
We could do microwavables for breakfast.
Or a Pop-Tart.
Yeah, Pop-Tart.
Take it to go.
Yeah, the kids are zombies.
And also, have you guys noticed in every movie in the morning, it's way bright.
It's super total daylight. Yeah. The kids are like awake and excited to go to school. They've got their backpacks.
I hate it.
But we don't know that that's not true, because we're here with each other.
Yeah.
In our little bubble.
While these TV families are doing the traditional breakfast, we're in here doing fart jokes and being silly. We don't know what it's really like. Oh, what's this?
I don't know. It's a beautiful morning.
Okay.
The song says.
It's a beautiful morning.
Oh, damn. Okay, I know that song. First, I was like, what is that? Just imagine the perfect family not arguing.
No. Gee, Dad, I'm excited to go to school today.
No, like, kids have no clue who's doing the dishes after this breakfast big feast that they're making. Yeah.
They magically do themselves.
Yeah.
What would you kids like, Frosted Flakes or Corn Pops?
Frosted Flakes, Dad. And we both want the same thing. Oh, good. And we're going to put our dishes in the dishwasher when we're done.
Yeah.
Lies.
I like it when people have containers for their cereal. No, dude. Mine's in the box, and it's all wrapped up, and my box looks like it's beaten 50 times.
The box is opened upside down.
Yeah.
You just said, like, the kids are going to put their stuff in the dishwasher, right? So right now we're teaching Cash to take his stuff to the sink, but he has plastic plates. Well, every once in a while he gets a porcelain plate, you know, to like eat lunch with. So at lunch he wants to go, and he's too small to see over the sink, so he just chucks into the sink. So we've lost like two plates recently because I'm going, no, don't do that. And he doesn't understand the difference between the plastic and the porcelain.
Yeah, sure.
Cash is done. Thanks for breakfast, Mom.
Right, so I'll finish up this list real quick. Why your work spouse is a problem for your actual spouse. A study says that a whopping 84% of men said they were actually attracted to their work spouse, while 61% of women said that they were actually attracted to their male counterpart work spouse.
Do you guys find me attractive?
I think you're attractive. I'm not attracted to you, clearly. I'm a homosexual.
I'm like your sisters.
Right. But you're an attractive person. I could say that. Like, Manny's an attractive person.
Oh, thanks,
I feel like I'm attractive. I feel like we're all sexy beasts in here.
We're sexy and we know it.
Yeah, but I'm not attracted to you. You are like my sister. You are like my
Nicole's in the other room. She doesn't sit in our room, our producer. She's like two doors down, and I can see her on camera, and she's shaking her head.
Wait, you're the hottest of us all.
You leave me out of this.
Do you find Loren attractive?
Leave me out of this.
What's wrong with that? I think it's totally fine saying someone's beautiful.
Yeah, I think you guys are all above average.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree with that. Thanks. I think above average.
Now, we all have crazy, crazy issues.
Oh, you're all damaged.
Yeah. Above average.
So, like, my wife knows that I might find you and Roy and Loren attractive, but the chance of any kind of hookups is, like, minus zero because we're all mental.
By the way, if you ever want to work in broadcasting, just be damaged and you'll be hired.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
All right, Americans, according to this new poll done by One Poll, Americans say looks become less important in dating as we get older. Mm-hmm. A new study of 1,000 Americans of over 50 found 1 in 4 have gone on a date with a new potential partner, and 1 in 5 feel like they went below what they normally do for look standards just to find a good partner.
Because there's that many awful people, y'all. Awful people.
Top attractive qualities for people 45 plus. That's me.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what the number one quality was? It's not physical.
For 45 plus?
Yeah.
Dependability.
What you're looking for in a partner. Dependability?
Uh-huh. Did I just make up a word?
No.
No, I get what you're saying. And I got bad news. It's not even on the list.
Really? Oh,
I got like 10 things here, and dependability is like... 79% is the first one.
Retirement? I don't know. You're getting up there. Make sure you have a good financial plan.
Is the answer nice car? Kindness.
Oh. Kindness. Okay.
When you're 45 years or older and you're looking for a partner, looks is not as important as kindness. Personality, 67%. Politeness, 62%. Sense of humor, 59%. Then there it is in the top 5, physical attractiveness at 46%.
I mean, I guess you have to have some sort of physical attractiveness mm-hmm. to that person.
Something.
Even if it's not number one on your list, like maybe you're giving up a few things to get.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
and maybe the physical thing is a little downgraded. Like, it's okay. You know, he has the greatest ears.
It doesn't even have to be a downgrade. Maybe it's just not your type that you would typically date.
Yeah.
You know?
So this is funny because top attractive qualities of people under 45.
Okay.
Physical attractiveness is 76%.
Yeah. And we're all a bunch of shallow hows over here.
But I think what happens is, you're right, Loren, but I think what happens is if you're divorced and you're 45 plus and you married or dated a bunch of really attractive people, you could kind of be like, I've been there, I've done that. Mm-hmm. Like, now I just don't need that. Like, I could be attractive to something that's not physical.
Right.
You need someone who's compatible for your life at that point.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And right now we're all masking up anyway.
Yeah.
Plus, you turn the lights off.
That's the way I like it.
That's what my wife does with me. I'm like, babe, why don't we do it with the lights on?
Everyone looks the same in the dark.
Personality was number two most attractive quality that people under 45 are looking for. Kindness, 53. Physical fitness, I'm surprised, 33%. I thought it'd be more than that, you know? People are looking for the perfect body type, both men and women.
Yeah. No. I had a lot of people interested in me. A lot of people are dead set on
you're an enigma,
bodies,
though.
Right.
I do think, when going back to, like, physical attraction to somebody, I definitely think that you can be attracted to something that's not physical. Like, I would much rather have a personality, a sense of humor, than a 10 on the scale. I just happen to get lucky.
It's a good combo. Dallas is attractive and he's funny, you know, and a really, really nice guy.
Yeah.
Doesn't listen to everything you say, but hey, guys have their flaws.
Definitely has selective hearing.
And by the way, one last thing. For the top attractive qualities for people 45 plus, the type of vehicle the person owns came in last at 7%.
Oh, but that's, guys think that's so important.
And I thought so too, because isn't that like midlife crisis time,
yeah,
where like the car, the motorcycle, the boat, all that's important. But under 45, the type of vehicle owned came in at 12% too. So people don't really care what whip you're driving. Like,
nope.
I don't think you're showing up, guys, in a Corvette and you're going to get it.
Listen.
You get Loren, but you might not get the next
one.
I know I'm not a catch, but I only date the smoking hot, so I don't know.
And I'm not going for anything under an Aston Martin.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
Woo!
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Oh, good job with the whispering.
Yes.
We go in studios and record that all day.
You can DM us anytime you want. We love finding out what's going on in y'all's lives. We're always sharing our lives, but you can DM us at the MRL Show, Insta, Twitter, and Facebook.
We got a DM from Olivia, and we have to call her and get her onto the show. She's going back to the office for the first time in months and has a major problem with a coworker. Olivia, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Ram Morning Show.
Hi, guys.
Olivia, this new coworker you said wasn't in the office in March when you stopped going into the office. It's a new employee, and I'm going to guess. I didn't see the DM. Nicole set this up, but I'm going to say that this new coworker is stealing your lunches.
No, not at all.
I'm going to say this person parked in your parking spot.
Nope.
Listen to how petty we are.
I know.
That would bother us.
Yeah.
What's going on, Olivia? What's up with the new coworker?
The new coworker is super hot.
Oh.
And, I mean, I got married in September. I'm a married woman. But this guy is so hot. And he's, like, totally my type. And he's, like, a young... I know. He's like a young, like Colin Farrell. Oh, he's so hot.
So this is the problem.
I can't get my work done.
Most people, when they're out of the office and they come back and find a very attractive person, sometimes that's the thing that pushes them through the day.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if they've worked with a guy this hot before.
That's the problem.
I mean, it's a good problem to have, but I mean, what am I supposed to do? He's so cute.
What do you mean, what are you supposed to do? Like, cheat? You can't dabble in the cheating pool, right? You just look and keep going.
I know. Right. I just, you know.
Well, do you guys work closely together? I mean, are you in an office? Do you have a cubicle? You have to be 6 feet apart, obviously, and masked up. Have you seen him take his mask off? Because maybe he's a Colin Farrell hottie with his mask on, but when he takes that mask off, it could be Freddy Krueger.
No, I've seen him drink coffee.
Okay.
And it's glorious.
Okay, because like I hide my double chin with my mask. You know, there could be a lot of things hidden there.
704-570-9595. Anyone else work with a super hot coworker? And what kind of advice do you have for Olivia to just kind of keep the blinders on and work through it? It's easy for us to say in here, but we don't know. I mean,
I mean, why put your blinders on? Like, you can't look but not touch? Like, it would make the day go by better.
Oh, my gosh. You should turn the heat really high. Maybe it'll take a shirt off.
Oh, my God. Listen to you, too.
Oh, is that turning into workplace harassment? My bad.
Olivia, what's the main issue, though? Like, are you finding that you're not getting your work done? Has your boss come down on you and said, hey, Olivia, why aren't these reports in? And you're like, Colin Farrell.
I mean, I'm getting enough work done. You know, I just thought coming back to the office would be boring, and now it's
wonderful,
very entertaining, and but, wonderful.
By the way, your husband's like, "Why are you working late? There's a pandemic. Do your work, get go home."
My husband is so sweet. He's just this other guy's just good to look at.
Okay, so he's not. So your husband's not as attractive. Is your husband attractive at all?
My husband is adorable. And I want to be married to adorable. This guy's hot. This guy's like.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. Let's ask this question and set the record straight. You're not thinking about cheating on your husband. This guy's just super hot. You just want to look at him.
Yeah. Yes, I'm not going to cheat on my husband. I love him very much. I just, you know.
I really hope my fiance doesn't ever describe me as adorable. I you know what I'm saying?
He's cuddly.
I would hate that.
What?
That's who you marry, though. That's what you want for marriage. It's just, you don't want to be eye candy.
Were you just listening to the show a little while ago? About 15 minutes ago, we talked about the top qualities that people look for in a partner. Over 45 and under 45. Under 45, which I'm assuming you are, physical attractiveness is a 76% top-of-the-list quality that people are looking for in another person.
Yeah, but then
when you get to be 45, it's kindness.
Yeah, so it shifts. So, I mean, her husband's quote-unquote adorable to her now, but when she's 45 or older, I mean, looks fade, dude.
Right. Which is why you got to marry them young, because they don't marry as soon as possible. Lock them in.
And by the way, Olivia did say a young Colin Farrell to her point and your point, Loren. Not now, Colin Farrell, because he's not the same as he was when he was younger.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Olivia. But does your fiance or your husband know about this guy? Have you come home and said, "Hey, there's a new coworker"? And
absolutely not.
That's good. Let's not tell him, because he'll get jealous.
That'll make it less fun.
Right. What makes it less fun? You know, you sound like you're a bad decision away from something. You really do.
She's fine.
Nothing's
going to
happen.
Okay.
Olivia's, like, got a whole new wardrobe. What are you wearing today? Like a tight dress?
I mean, maybe I've stepped up my game a little bit. Yeah, I just want some mascara.
All right, thanks for sharing with that. We thought it was funny. Nicole wanted you to come on and tell us about that. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks, guys.
All right,
we got 704 saying she's definitely going to cheat. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I don't think she's definitely going to cheat.
Unless it's, I don't know.
704 said, I feel bad for her husband.
Yeah, he's just adorable.
Yeah, he's adorable.
That's like the worst description.
And by the way, going into work with an attractive person there is not such a bad thing.
No.
Here's what you want, real quick. A funny guy at work,
mm-hmm.
smart guy,
mm-hmm.
attractive guy.
Yeah.
Guy that buys lunch for everybody.
Yeah. You know, my Sterling, my fiance, works, he's in sales, and I feel like salespeople only hire attractive people because I've seen his coworkers.
True
they're
life.
All hot.
Mm.
All from the women to the men.
I know somebody who will hire based on looks. I hate to say it, but it's true. They're in the sales business, and they're like, I need my employees to be good-looking people to get the sale.
That's why I never got the job at Hollister.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Meet Boy, the Ray Morning Show on Charlotte's number one hit music station, Kiss 95.1. Producer Nicole, you're doing the thing that we're all too scared to do.
And I'm jealous of.
Are you?
Oh, I wanted to do this so bad. She was supposed to do it when I was pregnant, and that's how she got signed up for it. And then now it got rescheduled until now.
What you doing today?
I am rappelling 166 feet down the Hyatt House in Uptown to benefit Gigi's Playhouse.
That is so cool.
I wonder if the fire department puts that big balloon thing that you see in movies at the bottom just in case you you fall.
I hope so. When I signed up for it, it was more of like, oh, cool, adrenaline, cool. Mm-hmm. And now that it's, and then it got rescheduled because, I mean, it, like you said, it was when you were pregnant, mm-hmm. so over the summer. And then it got rescheduled months out, which is today. And it was just one of those things like, oh, cool, like, yeah, that's further in my calendar. And then we got the reminder last night, like, hey, heads up, this is tomorrow. You'll be here. And I was like, oh, it's today.
Now, to be clear, it's all for charity.
Over the edge, it's called.
And it's very safe. They do it. It's very safe. They have top-notch qualified people. Yeah. However,
it's scarier in your mind.
Right. And I feel like life is already tough enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, every day is a gamble if I'm going to die or not. And so I just don't even want to try.
See, Manny's watching the promo video of Over the Edge. Like, if you go to their website, and this is what I watched last night and almost had a panic attack.
Yeah, my palms are sweating. I'm a little afraid of heights as it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you're safe. You're harnessed up.
You get a helmet just in case when you fall 100 stories, your head will be okay.
And really, you're in charge of your own destiny. Don't let go of the rope.
How does Gigi's Playhouse and Over the Edge get away with this, and we can't do half the things we pitch to corporate?
They probably have professionals helping them down.
Mm-hmm. We wanted to hang Roy.
We were just going to coach him down.
What was the thing that we were going to do with you that got squashed?
Yeah, they wanted to hang me from a crane and then allow listeners to come and whack the crap out of me and see if candy falls.
Right, we were going to stuff candy inside mm-hmm. your body and wrap it around like...
Yeah, but now the funny thing about this is that when this started coming together, the fire department caught wind. They're like, oh, well, we're going to have a fire truck there. And we just thought, oh, they're just being super nice. No, they just thought it was going to end horrible, and they wanted to make sure they were right there.
And then when it got canceled, they were like, yeah, we didn't think that was a good idea from go.
We were prepared to save someone's life.
Wow. What time is Over the Edge today?
So I will be doing it at 9:30. That's my time slot.
Are you going to FaceTime live so we can watch?
No, I think I'm going to need my hands.
Hey, can you have somebody else FaceTime as you go over the edge?
I don't know.
Just do it with one hand. You'll be fine.
You have famous last words.
You'll be fine.
What could happen?
You know, a friend of mine, I've been losing weight, and I think to go skydiving, you have to be 230 pounds, I think. And so a friend of mine is like, when you get to 229, we're jumping out of a plane. I'm like, hell we are. We're at least going to give me a 15-pound window, 229. That parachute's going to break. What if I have a big breakfast?
Roy hovers right at that 235 line just so he doesn't have to do it.
I can gain 5 pounds in a day.
Yeah, and lose a meal.
Who else from our radio family is doing it?
Fly Ty is doing it. Burpee's doing it. And I believe Miss Jessica's doing it.
Oh, they're going to Burpee and Jessica. They're so dramatic, more dramatic than we are. They'll be hilarious. I bet you Burpee doesn't do it.
And then if I went over the edge, I would also want to wear a mask because of coronavirus. And so then I'd be hyperventilating because I can't breathe.
Like breathing into a bag.
There's a whole thing here about how they're trying to be safe. There's going to be hand washing stations, Nicole, so that's good. You won't be within 6 feet of the next Rappler going down. So good luck.
Thanks.
I'm jealous.
I'm not. I would never do that.
Nope.
I've been skydiving.
You want to switch?
Yeah, you want to?
If you
want to
go, you can go.
I'll seriously go.
You guys are nuts.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
Who's trying to take me down today?
Madison in New York is the contender today.
Madison?
Yes.
Are you ready to play Can't Beat Lorenz?
I'm ready.
All right, let's see how you do.
All right, Lorenz. She's heading out of the studio, Madison. You're a first-timer. Don't be nervous. 5 pop culture questions. If you get more right than Loren, you win. Ty, stay with the house, okay?
All right.
All right. John Legend's wife made her first public statement on Insta since losing her child. She says they're quiet, but they're doing okay. Who is John Legend's wife?
Chrissy Teigen.
Question 2. This female singer with hits like Hello and Rolling in the Deep will be hosting SNL next weekend.
Adele.
Question 3. Matthew McConaughey revealed in his new memoir that his dad died while having private time with his mom. Matthew McConaughey starred alongside Jenna Dewan's ex in Magic Mike. Who is he?
I don't know this one.
Okay, question 4. This Kardashian, who is married to Kanye West, says that keeping up with the Kardashians going off the air won't bother her paycheck because she makes more off of social media, quite honestly. Who is Kanye's wife?
Kim Kardashian.
Question five. This Pretty Woman actor called Martha Stewart and asked her to make him a cake that he saw her make on the Today Show. What actor is that?
I don't know it.
One. Okay, no answer there. Come on in, Loren.
Loren's coming back from the studio.
Loren will know that one. I have a feeling it's her favorite thing.
Oh, okay.
Madison Dew.
Three correct. Here we go.
All right, question one. John Legend's wife made her first public statement on Insta since losing their child, saying they're quiet, but they're doing okay. Who is John Legend's wife?
Chrissy Teigen.
That's right, 1-1.
And this female singer with hits like Hello and Rolling in the Deep will be hosting SNL next weekend.
Adele.
2-2.
And by the way, she's not the musical act.
Cool.
She's just hosting, which is cool. Matthew McConaughey revealed in his new memoir that his dad died while having private time with his mom. We call it moving furniture on the show. McConaughey starred alongside Jenna Dewan's ex in Magic Mike. Who is he?
Channing Tatum.
That is correct. Madison didn't know that one. 3-2.
All right.
By the way, if I could die while having private time with either of those men, I would be happy.
There it is.
God has done his job.
Right. It's a good way to go.
This Kardashian, who's married to Kanye, says that keeping up with the Kardashians is going off the air, but it's not going to affect her paycheck because she makes more with social media posts. She is
Kim Kardashian West.
It's 4-3.
And this pretty woman actor called Martha Stewart and asked her to make the same cake he saw her make on the Today Show. Who is that?
Richard Gere.
That's right.
Good job. Unfortunately, Madison didn't know that one. Final score, 5-3. Loren, 51 wins.
Madison.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. It's not a win. You know what we want to hear.
Okay, Matt, it's fine.
It's okay, Madison.
You have to tell them what to say.
She's not listening.
All right, thanks
Madison.
For playing Madison.
It's typical you say, my name is Madison York, and I can't beat Loren.
That's okay.
Especially a first-timer.
You have to walk them through.
I know, but Nicole has to walk them through the process.
But it's not Madison's fault.
She's so nervous about going down the side of a building. She's not paying attention to what this woman is doing.
I think it's lucky that anybody just calls. So let's just be happy with that.
All right, don't go anywhere. We're going to talk about forcing someone to marry you. It happened. We'll discuss in less than 10.
Got to get up.
Welcome to the Mania Wire and the Red Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1. Who is
got
this?
To get up.
Hey.
Got to get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mania, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
So, if your significant other ever ambushed you to get married, would you do it?
Like an ultimatum? Like, hey, marry me or I'm done with you?
Yeah. The reason I bring this up, Roy, is because there was a Nevada woman who ambushed her fiancé at a Target. He works at Target, so he was, like, stalking Halloween things.
Okay.
And she goes to the Target in a white dress with a bridesmaid and a pastor.
Oh.
And is shouting at him in the middle of the aisle, like, hey, we've been engaged for 2 years. You're either going to marry me right now or this is over.
And she shows up in the wedding dress.
Mm-hmm.
Did he do it?
So there's no word on if they actually got married or not because he kind of freaks out and he's like, can we talk about this outside, like in private? Like, you just came to my work. And she goes, yeah, we could talk about it outside. And then they both storm off, like the whole party storms
off. This sounds like one of those fake viral TikTok videos.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
None of that sounds real to me.
Now, regardless whether it is real or not,
mm-hmm.
I don't do well, number one, with ultimatums.
Right.
And number two, a wedding especially, for women, it's one of those moments that you've dreamt of your whole life. So, like, you want to plan it and have, like, the personal touches on everything, not just get ambushed and then get married. But for a guy, I might see this working.
Yeah, and you're right. And let's take the whole ambush part out of it, though. Like, I wonder how many people in our audience have, like, an ultimatum for their partner right now. Like, we've been engaged for 5 years. If I'm not married by the sixth year, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Or like, we've been dating for 5 years. If I don't have an engagement ring by the sixth year, it's over.
How about this ultimatum? The garbage has been sitting by the back door for 3 days. If you don't throw it out by 5 o'clock today, I'm gone.
There you go.
I like where Loren's going with this. Forget the whole marriage thing. Let's
throw
talk about
relationship out.
Let's talk about the ultimatums.
704-570-9595. Did you ever give or receive an ultimatum?
Oh, God. I got to think now.
I don't know. I wouldn't do well with ultimatums. I would immediately.
I don't either. It doesn't even matter. I mean, you could be giving me $1 million on the flip side, and I'd still be like, no, don't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I told you that my ultimatum with my wife was, and I had just moved to Charlotte, just started a new radio show with two other hosts, and had a child. And I definitely wasn't as good of a parent as my wife wanted me to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I acknowledge that because I had so much going on. Then the two hosts left and went to Atlanta. I stayed here. You guys came. I mean, it was such a busy time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And Dean, my oldest son now, who's 7, was just 1 at the time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's like, I definitely wasn't the best parent. And my wife's like, if we don't go to marriage counseling and you don't agree to go with me, like, well, there's going to be trouble. Like, that was the ultimatum.
You're
was like,
shocked.
Yeah, boy, I was totally caught off guard. I was like, what? You're not happy? You know? And she's like, no, we have to go. So there's ultimatums here on the show, too. 704-570-9595. What about you?
Let's talk with an anonymous in Charlotte. What you gave or give an ultimatum?
I've given.
Okay, tell us what happened.
It was a marriage proposal. I told my current husband, I gave him a month to propose because we had already been dating for 5 or 6 years. And I'm like, you've got till the end of the month to propose.
Oh.
Or we're going to have a conversation.
A 30-day notice. It's like you're breaking a lease.
It's like an eviction notice.
I was done.
Okay, we're all ears. How did it turn out?
We've been married for 2 years. No. Mm-mm, 4 years now.
Yeah, I heard you say your husband, so I knew you got married, but how quickly did you get married after that ultimatum?
We stayed engaged for a year and had our wedding.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. Thanks, Anonymous.
This is Stacy and Chesney. Welcome to the Mania Roy in the Room Morning Show. Now, you gave an ultimatum. Tell everybody what happened.
Well, I have given an ultimatum. We've been dating for 5 years. And I'm over it at this point and told him that if I did not have a ring by the end of the year, I was out.
So this is a current? Is this a current situation?
It is current, yeah. So he has a ring and I just don't know when it's going to happen or where it's going to happen.
How do you know he has the ring?
He told me.
It's going to happen on Christmas Eve. We all know that.
Better. I don't want it on Christmas Eve.
What if he rides it all the way up to the end, like the ball drop on December 31st?
11:59:58
on his knee.
Meanwhile, her bags are packed. They're at the front door.
His parents dated for 10 years, and I can't have that.
And Stacy, I mean, just to be clear, like, you hated that you had to come to this. Like, people that put an ultimatum out don't want to have to put the ultimatum out.
Yeah, that's correct. And I was over it at this point.
You know, I hope it goes well for you, but I would love to hear a story from someone like I gave an ultimatum and then it didn't work. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling, Stacey and Chesney. 704-570-9595. Did you ever give an ultimatum and then that still didn't work out? Take your phone calls coming up next.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Did you ever give an ultimatum and it did not work out? 704-570-9595. We're talking about ultimatums this morning. And let's go ahead and talk with Jake in Charlotte. Now, hey, bud. So you received an ultimatum from your girlfriend. What happened?
So about 5 years ago, I found a corgi puppy for adoption, and instantly I bought or like I adopted it, brought it home, and so I showed my girlfriend, and she was like, "Well, you need to sell it because at the time I'm paying off student loans and staying at home," and she's like, "You need to sell it. We could get out of your parents' house," and so she basically said, "Either the dog." We'll sell it or I'm leaving because I can't deal with you staying at your parents' house. and I kept the dog.
Good for you. Hmm. By the way, who looks at a dog and just thinks of money? Isn't that weird?
Someone that wanted me out of the parents' house.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest, Roy, that ain't that weird.
What?
Really?
She wanted Jake out of his parents' house. So she's probably like, hey, sell the dog to an owner who would be a really good owner, by the way, for the dog.
Uh-huh.
And get out of your parents. Use that money to get out of mom and dad's house. That ain't terrible.
But my dog is my child. I could not sell my child.
You obviously didn't have it that long.
Jake had just met the dog.
This thing is my best friend.
Yeah, I still would have fell in love the moment. I guess I love dogs too much.
I love dogs too, but I get where and I'm not saying you did the wrong thing. I'm just saying I understand where she was coming from, where she's like, hey, we could use the money, Jake. Find a good owner, as long as it's a good owner.
Mm-hmm.
We'll pay the money, and you can get out of the basement. Now, are you still in your parents' basement?
Oh, no.
Good.
Very good. Glad you get out.
Thanks,
you did the right thing. Don't listen to Heartless Mania and that stupid acts of yours. We got to talk with Eric and Gaffney. Eric, welcome to the Mania Roy of the Ray Morning Show. You texted in, and we just got to hear your story. You received an ultimatum. What happened?
Good morning. About, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, a little longer, I was dating a girl, and I waited a year to tell her I loved her because I had been previously married. Mm-hmm. And about a month after I told her I loved her, I got told that I had a year to put a ring on her finger or she was leaving. And I told her that she might as well walk in because it'd be a while before that happened.
Yeah, Eric, if it took you a year to say I love you, I mean, right. We all get the idea things aren't moving fast. What's her problem?
I don't know what her problem was, but she found out that she wasn't going to push me.
So
thanks for sharing, Eric.
Did you see this text message from 980 that says, I told my dad and his mistress they had 2 months to tell my mom or I would do it? That was the ultimatum that they gave.
Holy cow. Wow.
That's a big ultimatum.
What about you? I can see you being a big ultimatum person.
No, I'm not a big ultimatum person because I don't respond to them well myself, so I try not to give them. However, I did tell Dallas I wasn't moving back to Florida when I was living in Pennsylvania unless we were engaged. And that was less of an ultimatum and more of a I'm not going to follow a guy across the country thing.
Sure. Sure. Yeah, I get that. Like you.
Yeah, I'm not going to move my life if this is just a fling.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You think Christian McCaffrey's hot fiance? Are they engaged?
No, they're not engaged.
Girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I bet she wishes.
You think she gives ultimatums?
Probably.
Like if you don't get 100 yards this game,
no,
we're not kissing when you get home.
But the thing about that is because, you know, it's Christian McCaffrey. She probably gives ultimatums. And then when they're not met, she just renews the extension. We'll extend it.
They're both hot in their own right. I'm sure there's a lot of ultimatums being thrown around.
Yeah, we'll just extend the dates. Yeah. It's all flexible. That's
funny. All right. You are listening to the Mania Roy and Lauren Morning Show. Still to come this hour, we're going to play a game coming up in a little while. And you can win $100 to Stars and Strikes in Concord. It's a brand new entertainment center featuring upscale bowling, a huge arcade, two-story laser tag, and a full restaurant service, bars, blah, blah, blah. It's awesome. Starsandstrikes.com. We'll give this away coming up before 8:30. But we do have to talk about, you know, we do those things where it's like days of the week. And today is an important day. We all need to reflect on ourselves. We'll explain coming up in less than 10 minutes.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren at KISS 95.1.
So every day has a theme to it, whether you know it or not. And you can get, like, a calendar on your phone that pops up these days. You know, like National Cheesecake Day, National Cheeseburger Day, Bloody Mary Day.
Mm-hmm.
It's all great. Well, today is an important one, I feel, for everyone, not just us here in this room. Today is Evaluate Your Life Day.
Oh.
No, I already know my life is in shambles. I don't need to reevaluate.
Oh, come on. But is it really, Loren? I mean, we're joking saying that, but is it really?
Hey, our lives are pretty good.
Are you comfortable with where you are right now? Are you where you expected to be in your life right now on National Evaluate Your Life Day?
Mm-hmm.
You are?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I would love some more sleep in my life, but yes, I think by this age, I probably had kids later than I thought I would.
Yeah?
Yeah. But, I mean, other than that, and now we're to where we are, I think I'm good.
get married later than you thought you were going to get married?
No, I got married earlier than I thought I would get married.
Yeah.
I got married at, like, I think 24, 25.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Same as me and Amanda. What year did you get married?
2010.
Yeah,
this
we
was
got
our
married.
10-year anniversary.
We got married in 11, so yeah.
Oh, no, so maybe I was 26. Even still, that's way earlier than I thought I would.
But that's what my wife says, too. She's like, if I evaluate my life, I would look back and be like, I wish I didn't get married at 25.
Mm-hmm.
I would have liked to get married at 30. Now, I was 35 when I got married.
Now, did she say that because she wanted to date around some more?
No, sure.
Yeah.
There was options out there better than your old friend, Manny.
That's what I was just trying to grab.
No, I think she just wanted to, you know, when you look back, you feel like you're ready.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But maybe you wish you could have some of those years back to not have to deal with marriage stuff
yeah.
and kids and all that stuff. There's a challenge going around on Instagram, although it hasn't really taken off like the other challenges. It's like, what is it? Is it
how it started?
How it started, how's it going,
mm-hmm.
or how it's going.
Okay.
And that's kind of like evaluating your life. What about you, dude? You think you're, did you think you were going to be a realtor?
Oh, I actually thought, kind of, yeah, because my family's into real estate. I always kind of thought I would be doing something in the real estate world at some point in my life. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I didn't think, you know, I mean, I guess I would have thought I would have been a lot more physically fit by now.
Mm.
I really delayed in caring about my health.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, oh, well, by then I will have done it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, by then I'll have lost weight. I kept putting it off.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm still big, so I don't
think you're losing weight.
Yeah,
I'm losing weight.
We would love to hear someone, if you want to jump in on the combo, I don't know if this hits home for you or not, but maybe somebody who wants to evaluate your life right now, and it's way better than you thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you're evaluating your life, and you're like, 5 years ago, I don't know, I was a mess. And now I'm happy to say, blank.
Yeah.
I thought I would have had a lot of friends.
Well, here we go again.
Mamie is trying to get the good out. Like, maybe you're the first one in your family to go to college or something like that. And Roy's like,
and I thought I would have gone to college. I would have thought I would have gone to college and then I'd have been this, like, social butterfly, and I'm not.
704-570-9595. If you evaluate your life right now this morning at 8:25... and it's better than you thought it was going to be, we'd love to hear from you. How about you, producer Nicole? Evaluate your life real quick.
I think that right in this moment, I'm good. But I think, like, the next couple years for me will kind of dictate where I am. Like,
because you want kids and whatnot.
Yeah. And also, I'm just like, I feel like I'm doing really well, like, just in all aspects, you know, mind, body, soul type thing. So now that I'm finally doing that, I feel like the next couple of years will really dictate that for me.
Job. Good job.
Yeah.
If I evaluate my life, I would say that I'm tired of changing diapers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're going to be out of that soon.
Oh, it's been a nonstop train of diaper changing. I went to watch my niece's soccer game yesterday, and Ruby usually poops. My daughter will poop like around 1. Right before her nap,
mm-hmm.
not yesterday. She took an 11:30 dump, and I had to get the backup diaper out of my car and the wipes that were almost dry and change her in my car in the parking lot in front of spectators.
Mm. See, I love this age bracket that I have. I just, again, would love some more sleep.
Yeah, we're talking about it's National Evaluate Your Life Day. Evaluate your life. Hopefully things are going better for you than you planned them to be. But that's not always the way life goes, right? I mean, nobody predicted a pandemic.
Right.
Are you kidding?
Let's talk with Taylor in Concord. Welcome to the Manny Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
Good morning.
Let's evaluate your life. Go ahead.
So I had kids really young, and I thought by now at almost 27 that I would have, like, the husband and the white picket fence and whatnot. But that's not the case. I actually, instead of becoming, like, the dependent wife, I'm a single mom running my own household and being a boss babe.
There you go.
Awesome. Good
boss
for you.
Babe. There she is.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Gosh, you're busy.
And you know what, Taylor? We don't take time to evaluate how we're doing. We just live our life day to day. You know, I told my son Dean last night when I kissed him goodnight, I was like, bro, it's Monday, starts a new week. And mm-hmm. then before you know it, it'll be Friday. And, like, you don't take your time to evaluate what you've accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all accomplished something, whether it's something small or something major.
Absolutely. So it was kind of nice to pay back and be like, you know what? I am
a badass.
You are.
Good for you.
Yeah. Love it.
Thanks, Taylor.
You know, and I take that that type of mentality with, like, what my work I do. Like, if this show, let's say they take us off the air, right? I would go, you know, we had a good run. Mm-hmm. I feel really accomplished with what we did here in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like we came in here and we made a lot of people smile.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, evaluate it. They give us the evaluate your live, and the one thing the three of us have in common is the open conversation with hundreds of thousands of people a day.
Yeah.
I mean, that's special. Mm-hmm. So evaluate your life today. Hopefully it's something good.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Mania Roy and the Ram Morning Show. Let's play a fun game with Morgan and Cramerton. Hey, Morgan.
Hey, guys.
Hey, listen, $100 to Stars and Strikes in Concord. It's the brand new entertainment center featuring upscale bowling, a huge arcade, two-story laser tag, full restaurant and bar, much, much more. We're going to be playing for that, okay?
Okay.
Oh, ooh.
They're very excited. The crowd's very excited. Morgan, you're playing against Roy and Loren this morning, like we always do. I love playing games. And today is, was the person a talk show host, either at night or daytime, but on a network TV station? So these aren't like YouTube channels or a podcast. This is legit talk show host that networks gave these celebrities a job, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
October 23rd is TV Talk Show Host Day. That's why our writers have decided to come up with this game.
Okay.
All right, number one, we'll go to Morgan and Cramerton. Basketball player Magic Johnson. Did basketball player Magic Johnson ever have his own talk show?
No.
The answer she gives is no, and she would be incorrect.
Oh.
He did?
In the 90s, he did, and our friend, comedian Craig Shoemaker, told a hilarious story in here about how he got fired from the show during commercial. He was his co-host, and they said, Craig, come here for a minute, and they didn't send him back out on set ever again.
I think, oh, wow. I remember that.
Yeah, the Magic Johnson show. Short-lived, but incorrect, Morgan. Loren, what about actor Chevy Chase? Did he ever have a talk show?
I'm going to say no.
Oh, you guys are bad at it.
Really?
He did. Short-lived, primetime, Fox TV. It bombed.
Wow.
Okay. All right, Roy Boy, what about you? Larry the Cable Guy, did he ever have a daytime or primetime talk show on TV?
Larry the Cable Guy.
Get her done.
He did have a TV show, but it was more of like he traveled quite a bit. Would that count?
Did he sit down with guests and interview them?
Yes, he did.
You say yes.
Yes.
Well, you guys all suck at this.
What?
He did not.
That's really tough, because he actually had a TV show.
I watched it. We want somebody to get two correct to win this game. Morgan, we're playing for you to get Stars and Strikes gift card, $100. All right, Drew Barrymore, Morgan.
Oh, it's easy.
Yeah, this is easy.
Yes.
That is correct. She's got one right now.
I swear to God, if you ask Lorraine if it's Oprah, I'm walking out of this room.
Lorraine.
Yes.
Rapper Queen Latifah. Did Queen Latifah have a talk show?
Yes, she did.
How do you know?
I think I've seen it.
Well, that would be the right answer. You're on the board. So is Morgan. Let's see if we can't get Roy on the board. Mark Wahlberg.
That's the one you give me? That's hard. Queen Latifah was easy. Morgan had an easy one with Drew Barrymore. You give me Mark Wahlberg? No. I'm going to say no, and it's going to be wrong, and then I'm done.
You're correct, Roy.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm brilliant.
Mark Wahlberg did not come have
all
a talk
in again.
Show. All right, here we go. You ready? Morgan, if you get one right, you could win and walk away a big champ. These people, did they have a talk show, either primetime or daytime? Yours is Megan Mullally. Actress Megan Mullally.
Who's that?
I know.
She starred in Will and Grace. Did she have a talk show?
Yes.
Morgan very confidently says yes. Have you seen it?
I have not, but I feel like I've heard that from Will and Grace.
You are correct. She did have a show, and you are the big winner.
Congratulations, $100 to Stars and Strikes in Concord.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
And tomorrow on The Morgan Show, Morgan sits down with the Mania Roy and Loren Show.
You know what's cool to think about, Morgan? Kris Jenner even had a daytime talk show at some point. How weird.
Really?
Yeah.
So did Gabrielle Contreras. She was on my list. She played Andrea in 90210.
Cher. Vera had one?
Mm-hmm.
Cher did have one?
No. The answer was no.
Cher. No?
Cher did.
She was on my list.
Okay. Well, that's confusing because she's done movies and stuff.
Yeah. All right. Congratulations. Enjoy your day, Morgan, on the Mania Roy and Loren Show. We have passes all week long to Stars and Strike.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Love opening up the Bridezilla Chronicles because if you're getting married, maybe you're like, oh my God, how dare that bridezilla do that? Or if you're getting married, you're like, something smells suspicious. I'm kind of like this.
Well, these two sisters, I'm not really sure. The jury's out on who's actually being the bridezilla here. All right, so a woman took to Reddit to share that she was supposed to get married in August, but now, because of coronavirus, she has to postpone her wedding to next year. Well, this bride's sister got engaged and wanted to have a wedding in November, December of next year. But now that sister has a problem with the original sister postponing her wedding into next year, because then the weddings will be too close.
Yeah. So the one sister postponed it because of COVID and rescheduled it for next year. And the other sister's like, no,
that's my year. I need a whole year. And it was, her thing is that she doesn't want, she was upset because she, I guess, wanted this to be a one of a kind event for people to talk about. And she doesn't want people talking about one wedding at the other wedding. She needs 365 days between them.
Roy, do you think she's being a bridezilla by telling her sister, no, you can't have your wedding the same year I'm having mine?
Yeah.
You do?
I do think she's a bridezilla, yes.
And you don't?
I don't think people are talking about a wedding for a whole year.
I think all bets are off because of the pandemic, 2020. You gotta, like, make concessions here, sis.
She wants her sister to go into
22.
Even though she was supposed to be the one who's married first, now she wants her to go after her.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, she wants her to move into, like, 22. Mm-hmm. And she wants 21 to be her year.
Right.
Who cares?
But it's not fair. Her wedding was supposed to be first to begin with.
Brides
who
care.
Who cares about that? You can't force... Who?
You postponed your wedding. You want your own year.
Who cares who's first, who's second, who's third? When, just have your wedding when you want to have your wedding.
Well, let me ask you this. Okay. You're planning on getting married in 22.
Yeah.
What if Nicole plans on getting married in 22 also?
Good for her.
Oh, yeah?
Glad she found someone.
You guys aren't related.
Yeah, but still, it'd be a show topic. Like, Roy wants 22 to be the year of him on the air here, celebrating he and Sterling being married.
I also think it's a little different between guys and girls. Like, if Vinny were to get married right behind me, I wouldn't have a problem with it. If my sister came and tried to get married and step on my dress, I would have a problem with it.
Why is she stepping on her dress? She's in love. She wants to get married. Do you think that she's being vindictive and choosing the date?
No, I'm just saying if I was the original sister who had my wedding date and I had to postpone because of coronavirus.
Right.
And
just so everybody's clear, the original wedding date of the one sister was 2020.
Right.
Other sister was 2021.
If I'm the 2020 date and my sister has a 2021 date and now I have to postpone my wedding into 2021.
You're going to force your sister to postpone.
She should. If she has the problem with it, she should postpone her wedding.
She should let the sister go first and say, hey, I'm going to get married in 22. Then I'll let you get married in 21, your original date.
Right. If you have that much of a problem with me moving my wedding closer to yours, you move your wedding, too.
Okay. Now, hang on, though. If you had moved it to 2021 and your sister was like, well, I'm not moving mine, would you be upset?
No.
Oh,
but
okay,
I wasn't
fine.
Upset about it to begin with. If she's the one upset about it.
Right.
Because here's the thing. I shouldn't have to postpone my life because you want your own date.
Agreed.
I think the pandemic has made unusual circumstances usual. And like, unique things are coming out of it. How cool would it be one day to be like, hey, we both got married in the same year?
Why not just go one step farther? Let's have a wedding together.
Well,
never. But that's what the second sister's going to say.
I don't know.
Why can't I just have my day?
Mom!
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It is the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. And people were talking about this prank call to me on Saturday when I was out in Belmont at the Eastwood Homes Laurel Walk community. My first appearance since March, by the way. Oh. Yeah, they were loving it. We got a text message from 860 that said, oh my gosh, I just listened to the MRL Friday Replay podcast. That phone call from Kate/Deborah was the best ever. Boy, did Kate lock down and get Roy's back. Everyone needs a person like Kate in their world. I love her, and I love you, Maney, Roy, and Loren. Thanks for always making me laugh out loud. No. The concept, Roy, was what?
If you've never heard the prank call, I call a random number, and Kate answers, and I say, hey, I have to do 3 references for a job. I got 2. I just need the 3rd on the application. Can I put your number down? I doubt anybody will call you, but if they do, have my back. And then, of course, because, you know, we want to see what they would say, Lorraine calls as the employer.
Listen to this.
Hello?
Oh, someone actually answered. Hi, my name's Roy. Who's this?
This is Kate.
Kate, this is kind of strange. I didn't think anybody would answer this number, but I need some help. I'm applying for a job, and the application asks for three references, and I got two really good ones, but I don't really have a good third one. So I called a random number, which you happen to answer, and I know you don't know me at all. I was kind of wondering if you could be my third reference. I doubt they'll even call you. Can I just put your number down?
Yeah, get a job. I'll help you get a job. Let's do it.
Okay. All right. Well, just so you know, Kate, I put on the application that your name was Deborah. So
love it. Always wanted to be Deborah. I'm down.
Okay. Kate, I hope this is the last time we ever talk, but if anyone calls you, I'm trying to get a job at a bank. So try to make me sound really smart. Okay.
Oh, the smartest. It's happening.
Okay. All right. Luck. Listen, I owe you one day.
Hey, good karma, man. I appreciate it.
Okay, Roy, let's see if she holds up to her end of the bargain. And Loren's going to call now as the employer looking for a good reference for you.
Hello.
Hi, I am looking for Deborah, please.
Oh, yeah, this is Deborah.
My name's Kara. I am calling from the Human Resources office at Wellgirl. And I'm calling to just check a few references for Roy Brown. He is one.
Oh, yeah. Great, great guy.
Oh, awesome.
Absolutely.
Well, he is one of the final candidates for a pretty big job with one of our branches. And I just wanted to, like I said, call and check some references. So how long have you known Roy?
I'm going to go with, I would say about 10 years now.
Oh, good. Yeah. So you know him pretty well.
Oh, like the back of my hand.
And how exactly do you guys know each other?
I met his wife first, really cool woman, and we became friends through his wife. Yep. Oh,
okay. I didn't realize he was married.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Good. Would you say Roy's pretty smart? Like, would he be able to handle big financial issues?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, let me tell you about Roy. So Roy's the guy, if you are, you know, a little short on cash, he's the guy you hit up. Yeah, so I'd say he's really good with money. You know, he helped me balance my bank account one time. That helped me out a lot because I was like, well, you know, I do this. And he was like, Roy was like, I got this. So, you know, you might want to balance yours.
Yeah, that's you would fine. Trust him with money. I totally get it.
Absolutely. Roy's the man.
What about, Deborah, what about other languages? Because, you know, he will just not be working with USD, but maybe some euros and other countries' currencies as well.
Well, I'll tell you right now. I mean, the guy, you know, he has those really cool little apps on his phone. One's called Duolingo, which is how you learn other, you know, languages. He's very interested in languages. He picks it up really, really fast.
Would you say he's fluent in anything?
Oh, definitely. I'm thinking Spanish for sure. I mean, he knew a lot more than I did. So, listen, he'd be a great employee for anybody, to be honest with you.
I am dying laughing. I cannot keep my mouth closed. I was hiding underneath the counter during this. I probably haven't laughed so hard in my entire life. It's the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show, Kate.
And I don't speak Spanish.
But you sounded so good.
Is Roy?
Yes. Yes,
yeah, that Roy. Roy Brown.
What? So, oh, yeah. My gosh. Am I being punched? What happened?
Yes, yes.
Did you get the job, Roy?
No. No. You are on the radio. This is Kiss 95.1, the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show.
You did it. You are such a good person. Oh, my God. You didn't know him from anything.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Lorraine, what's going on in Hollywood?
So Adele is headed to Saturday Night Live. But surprise, she isn't expected to sing. She's not the musical guest. She's actually going to be hosting.
Oh.
Which is kind of cool. And she says that It's been almost 12 years to the day since she first appeared on the show.
12 years? She had a song 12 years ago?
I guess so.
I guess she has been around for a minute, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Well, so she was bigger then, so she's going to be skinny, Adele.
She is showing off a brand new bod.
Yep.
Absolutely. Man. She looks great, by the way.
Musical guest. And the musical guest is her.
No, it's not Adele.
No, it's her.
No. Adele's just hosting.
No, it's her. H-E-R.
You could not wait to make that joke.
I was sitting on it, Loren. Back to you.
All right, so Cardi B, she has deleted her Twitter account after facing some tough criticism after her little reunion with Offset after she had filed for divorce. I guess people were giving her a load of stuff on social media. You know what? Just let people live.
Yeah, these artists go through so much.
I know, but I mean, who knows if they'll actually get a divorce or not? Like, they've been together a hot minute. They've got a kid together. Let them figure
it out.
Maybe
she missed him intimately. Just wanted to get one night of that.
Maybe.
Yep.
Billie Eilish is sparking a whole nother dress controversy. Remember the dress?
The yellow-blue dress?
Yeah. Is it white and gold or is it blue and black?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So Billie Eilish posted a picture of some tennis shoes. And to me, they say air on the side. There, it's a white base. But to me, the air part looks like it's a baby pink. Well, I guess it's actually in real life mint. But I swear to you, when I look at these shoes,
I see pink,
y'all.
I see pink.
Right?
I'm trying to find it.
Here, Roy, look.
We have it up in the studio.
That's definitely pink. What do people say?
It's really mint in real life.
Mint green?
Yeah. Like a really light mint color.
She must
color.
Have, what?
Well, no, look at her. Her hair is green, and that came through in the picture. But somehow the cameras, like our phone cameras or whatever, don't handle the mint color very well. They make it pink.
We'll post the picture up at the MRL show in our stories if you want to take a look at it and see if you see pink and white or mint and white.
By the way, she says the dress is blue and gold, Billie Eilish. She said, I cannot...
Blue and gold
enough.
Wasn't even an option.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was blue and white. No, it was blue and black or white and gold.
Yeah, so she's really out there.
Yeah.
Blue and gold. I don't know. One, can we all agree that the shoes is an off-white? They're dirty as hell.
Okay. Anyway, if you want to check out that story and more celebrity gossip, you can also head to kiss951.com.
This is something really cool. Before we get out of here, Loren, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you know that show? The Claymation show?
I loved that show. That and the Grinch were like my favorite holiday jams growing up.
Well, now you can own a piece of it. The Rudolph and Santa puppets from the holiday classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer are going up for auction on November 13th at 11 a.m. Pacific time, which is 2 o'clock our time here on the East Coast. The puppets used in the filming in the 1964 Christmas stop-motion animated TV special will be up for auction that day. By an auction house called Profiles in History. The owner of the puppets has decided to pass on the ownership to a new owner. The puppets were created by a Japanese puppet maker for the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer Claymation special with wood, wire, cloth, leather, and yak hair.
Hmm. So how do they make the mouths move? Is that just in post?
They stop it every single
frame,
and they took
every
pictures.
Single frame.
No flipping way. It must have took forever to do one dang movie.
No kidding.
That's why it's only 30 minutes. Yeah.
The Santa puppet is 11 inches tall, and the Rudolph puppet is 6 inches tall. Despite being over 55 years, Rudolph's nose still shines bright because of maintenance over the last couple years.
You know, my mom loved this show, too. I would love to get my mom one of these pieces for Christmas.
How much are they?
Well, I was going to say, I have the price that they think it's going to go for. What do you guys think?
Oh, I don't know.
$30,000.
Really?
Yeah. It's a big movie.
I would think that they're going to sell off the individual pieces, right? Well, or they're selling all in one.
Nope. It's only Rudolph and Santa.
Oh, I can't afford it. Whatever it is, I know it's going to be, like, let's say $10,000.
$150,000 to
$250,000. $150,000?
Yep. That's crazy. That's so crazy.
Yeah, that's what somebody's going to pay for that. You know who it'll be? It'll be like
I want the Bumble.
Like, I can see Seth Rogen wanting it.
Mm-hmm.
you know? And then him going on Howard Stern and he's being like, eh, yeah, I always loved that show growing up, so I bought it. And you're like, I hate you. I hate the money that you make.
Right.
Yeah. Because
you just wipe your butt with $100 bills.
Yeah. And you have an inn in Hollywood, and I have all these ideas, and I can't get in.
Well, and I've been loving, with quarantine, we've been seeing celebrities Zoom from their homes, and so you get, like, a little glimpse into their private life, and I love that. I love looking at stars that you think would have, you know, Eddie Murphy lavish homes, and they don't. They live very modestly because they're trying to stretch every dollar for the rest of their lives.
Roy's right. We saw Eddie Murphy accepted a... I forget some award, but he accepted it from his home.
Yeah.
Maybe the Golden Globe.
Yeah.
And his house just, I mean, he did it in a hallway. It
looked like he was at the Smithsonian.
At very least at the Biltmore.
Yeah.
I mean,
that was his home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Go make sure November 11th, 2 p.m. Go bid on the Santa and the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer puppets from the Claymation animation special. Somebody in this town's got that kind of scratch. 150 to 250.
Yeah, look at all the million-dollar homes in the city.
All right. Yeah, Tepper.
Yeah, Tepper. And Felix Sabatis.
Whoever that is.
The guy that owns the car dealerships.
Car dealerships,
and he also owns part of the Panthers and
I must not be in
Hornets.
On who's who.
As a realtor, I think that would be important for you to find out some of these clients who have the money to buy the big homes.
Let me tell you, I don't deal with the big million-dollar. I deal with the normal people. With the normal people want to buy a normal house, that's typical what I deal with. But I'll take that $1 million buy. If you are rich, Joe, call me.
All right, right about now, our producer, Nicole, is hanging over the side of a building. We'll have a full update from her tomorrow. She's doing Over the Edge for our friends at Gigi's Playhouse. And then we'll have pictures up, too, at the MRL show on Insta. And, of course, go to our shop, get your masks, get your pandemic T-shirts, and your pink T-shirts to support the fight against breast cancer.
Perfect.
All right, see you tomorrow, bud. Look forward to it.
I should be here, yeah.
Good. Lorraine, you too?
I think so.
Awesome. The gang's back together tomorrow morning at 6.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.